And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. An Ohio teacher's principal stand just cost her school district $450,000 in settlement money after they tried forcing her to participate in their student gender transition schemes. The teacher refused to use pronouns that contradicted biological reality or helped hide students' identity changes from parents. The district offered her a compromise, just use their chosen names instead. When she declined to participate in deception at any level, they slapped her with insubordination charges. Now a federal judge has slapped them with a bill. Good for her. And Pace University Law School apparently thinks pointing fingers is worse than disrupting events. When trans activists shouted down a Save Women's Sports panel, the school launched an investigation, not of the protesters, but of the student for allegedly committing the grave offense of aggressively pointing and using biologically accurate pronouns. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression has stepped in, reminding the university that hurt feelings do not constitute harassment worthy of expulsion. In Australia, their attempt to ban children from social media platforms just crashed into reality. Their hastily passed law threatened platforms with $31 million fines for allowing users under 16, but forgot one small detail: how to verify ages without forcing every Australian to hand over sensitive personal data. After ruling out both government IDs and facial recognition as privacy violations, they're left with a law that essentially says, do something impossible or prove you can't. A New York school district that had no problem with the male teacher's aide wearing wigs and dresses to class suddenly found its line in the sand when he posed with a gun on social media. Rather than address the deeper questions about appropriate classroom behavior, they simply reassigned him, proving once again that in today's education system, some protected classes are more protected than others. And in a rare bit of good news for life advocates, Planned Parenthood is shutting facilities in Alaska and Idaho, citing rising costs and reduced funding. The abortion giant spokesperson bemoaned the closures while promising to keep facilitating chemical abortions because apparently killing babies by mail is more cost-effective than maintaining physical locations. Even in pro-abortion Alaska, the business of death isn't as profitable as it once was. And that's today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.